Sunday Meditation, November 20th, 1999. The question today has to do with the mirroring effect. We're wondering if Kuo could give us some information about how this works and how we can utilize it more in our own lives. It's very hard to get an objective point of view about ourselves. We have a much easier time helping other people with their problems and with their catalyst and seeing things in an objective way and being able to make what is usually fairly helpful suggestions. How can we use the mirroring effect that we experience in our daily lives, the way we see other people and the way we feel about them, to enhance our own understanding of ourselves?
We are those of the principle known to you as Akua. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is in the creator's service that we come to this group this evening. May we thank each of you for desiring to know the truth and for calling us to your session of working. It is a great blessing to us to be able to speak with you in this manner, for it is through instruments such as this one that we are able to offer our ideas and opinions without trespassing upon the free will of those whom we would wish to serve. Therefore, you serve us greatly by allowing us to serve you, for this is our path of service at this time, and to be able to exercise that which we came to offer is a great blessing. As always, we ask that each of you listen with a discerning and discriminating ear and heart to our thoughts and to the thoughts of any who would offer opinion and teaching. For truth is not a solid and unchanging thing. For there are as many personal truths as there are persons or spirits. For each has a unique viewpoint. And therefore, those thoughts that we offer to you, take them or leave them as you wish. And keep only those that you find helpful. You ask us this day concerning how to make use of the catalyst that is offered to you in the form of those things about those with whom you are in relationship that catch the attention in irritation or aggravation or annoyance. You have said that you understand that these other entities all serve as reflections of yourself. And perhaps we can work upon this point a bit to bring it into a more lucid focus. Each of you and each of us are the one infinite creator in each iota or atom or cell of our makeup. No matter who the entity is, it is a portion of all that there is, and all that there is exists in that portion, in the way of holographic images. Thusly, when you see another entity and react to that entity, you are the creator, seeing the creator. This is a truth about you, regardless of the situation in which one entity gazes upon another. Throughout your recorded history, it has been so that in the apparent world there were great differences between people. Some had great possessions and wealth, while others had nothing or very little. Some have great influence and power, while others are helpless and at the mercy of those who are powerful. The apparent inequities of the ages remain inequities because the Creator in each of you is at the core of each of you. It is the work of many, many incarnations to begin to bring the truth at the core of the being up into the light of conscious and consciously lived life. But no matter how deep the seeming the vision, no matter how bottomless the abyss that seems to yawn between two people, no matter what the apparent inequity between two people, at the core, each is joined to each forever, in a unity that is endless and complete. Density may pass into density, and octave into octave forever, and you shall still be one with every entity that has ever disturbed or bothered you, as well as one with every entity that has ever earned your respect, admiration, compassion, or love. You have no room to pick and choose amongst the great variety that is apparent upon your earth plane. In terms of the truth of your being and the truth of the being of those with whom you come in contact, needless to say, It is not the function of the illusion in which you find yourself to bring the core truths to light. Rather, it is the function of the illusion in which you find yourself to toss you into a sea of confusion again and again and again, as often as this can possibly happen without completely deluging and foundering the spirit within. Now, each of you, as an eternal and infinite being, at one point before you decided upon incarnation in the earth plane, sat down with your higher self and with the aid of spiritual guides and considered carefully the life which you were about to embark upon. You considered the relationships that would give you the catalyst you needed in order for growth to occur of a spiritual type. You considered these relationships well. From the standpoint of an entity which is not within the heavy chemical illusion of third density, you gazed upon the richness of the learning experience awaiting you, and you gleefully rubbed your hands, thinking to yourself that this would be a wonderful adventure, an experience to remember, a great opportunity for increasing your polarity. This last is central, for each of you chose a catalyst that would work directly upon your polarity, that is, the intensity with which you desire either to serve others or to serve yourself. It seemed so obvious to you before incarnation that these relationships that were being set up and the dynamics that would develop would be helpful, that it simply did not occur to you that perhaps you might lose your way, that perhaps you might become completely overwhelmed by the sea of confusion, that you might temporarily and again drown in this confusion and become completely without hope. It was not obvious to you from the standpoint of infinity and eternity that minutes and hours could be endlessly long, that the dynamic of a difficult relationship could be excruciating emotionally, that the pain of living through relationships that were somewhat difficult over a period of time would be cumulative and distressing in the extreme. These things did not occur to the eager and ardent soul that you are in eternity and infinity. simply put, it did not occur to you that the veil of forgetting would have such a powerful influence upon your awareness of the truth. However, it is just this deadening, numbing forgetting that places you in the optimal position for work in polarizing and sharpening and honing the desire to serve ever more truly, ever more deeply, ever more purely. Nevertheless, here each of you is, sitting in this circle with a heart still ardent, an intention still earnest, ideals still high. Yet each of you is bemused and concerned because of those things which you see as failures upon your part. Failures to keep the cheerfulness, to feel the light and the love of the infinite Creator surrounding each and every situation. And we can only say to you, in your darkness, in your searching, in your confusion, be at peace. Know that all is well. It is utterly and completely acceptable and a very helpful learning experience to feel irritation, aggravation, and annoyance. It may be distressing. It may seem very confusing, and it may feel like an error that is dirty and sinful. Nevertheless, each time that you, as a consciously living entity, become aware that you are not treating another entity as the Creator, you are in a very enviable position from the standpoint of one who has set before the self the race to run. For in this situation, there is no human forgiveness possible. You see, each of you is deliberately cut off from your perfection. You embraced the humanity which is error-prone because it was error-prone, because you became blind and deaf and dumb to the full awareness of the one infinite Creator. You may ask, am I supposed to flounder in this sea of confusion for my entire incarnation? Is there no way I can improve at moving from the surface of a situation in which I experience catalyst to a deeper appreciation of the opportunities this catalyst offers? And we say to you, you may well attempt to become ever more quickly aware of the true situation and move from confusion to faith. but do not ever begrudge these irritations and annoyances in relationships that bring you to yourself. Now, you have asked how you can work with the awareness that entities are a reflection of yourself. And we say to you, work with them by releasing yourself and them from the strictures of humanity. It is not efficient or often possible to work with situations upon the level that the situation has occurred. In your humanity, you have very limited resources when it comes to expressing love. Your supply runs out, and you are not expected in and of yourself to have infinite love. This is not within the capacity or the blueprint for human entities. It is necessary for the learning experience of an incarnation that you repeatedly come to the end of your human resources and are then forced to look at choices between despair and hope, between doubt and confidence, between giving up and keeping the faith. Thusly, we would suggest to each of you that when you begin to experience these irritations within a relationship with friends and relatives and loved ones, move immediately to a position of forgiveness of self. For your real work in consciousness is not with another entity, but with the self. Now, in the example that this instrument gave, in the conversation prior to this contact, the entity involved was an entity which required that which this instrument was unable to offer with a full and open heart. This entity was immediately caught up in that situation with the mechanics of refraining from offering catalyst to the other entity. The one known as Romy, however, was precisely accurate in pointing out that there is an alternative to bearing difficulty in silence. There are several alternatives to this. One is that choice of anger, which in a blaze of truth blasts both self and other self in a fire of destruction, offering further catalyst to both entities. This is an acceptable way to work with the catalyst of irritation. there is the choice of attempting to express the feelings of the self to the other self. This choice is somewhat more skillful, taking into account, as it does, that the other entity in the equation of dynamics is also an infinite and eternal being which may wish to work thoughtfully and carefully upon its own inner processes. In such open communication, there is much hope, and the faith that it takes to expose the poverty of the self to another is that effort put forth that does increase the polarity of the self. For there is that open-hearted communication in faith. There is the choice that this instrument has repeatedly made in such a situation of maintaining a silence concerning the inner processes of irritation, anger, and so forth. This can be a somewhat skillful choice if it is combined with a very light touch. The instinct of most entities in this situation is towards a heavier and heavier and ever more earnest and deeply felt concern. Whereas the more skillful approach to suffering in silence is to suffer in silence while amusing the self, finding inner laughter, and achieving a point of view that puts the entire foolish quarrel of humans and other humans into perspective, as the blind leading the blind, both falling into the ditch. Perhaps from this exposition you may see that we are not, as teachers, particularly concerned as to which option you choose. For in each process, lessons will be offered and learning will be possible. There are two elements at work when you are working upon polarity. One is faith. One is desire. Look to your desire that it may be of the highest and the best that you know. Look to the true and the good and the beautiful. And hew as best you can to the high road, keeping in mind always that it is intention, not manifestation, that is important in the metaphysical universe of time and space. Keep in mind that it is faith that you are attempting to express in your life and in your being. Faith does not make sense. Faith gives one no avenue to pride. Faith seems to be the slenderest of all reeds to cling to. And yet the soul who lives by faith, the spirit who clings to faith, the one who refuses to let it go, is that spirit which shall achieve advances and polarity. And this is an achievement that redounds not to the incarnational self alone, but to the eternal and infinite self. Thusly, we ask that whether you burst into angry speech, keep silence, find communication, or simply work with the self to lighten the mood, do these things with an eye to keeping the faith. What is it to live by faith but to look at a situation that seems hopeless and say, I believe that all is well. May we say that in our opinion, this affirmation is one of the most powerful, enabling and ennobling of all learnings, of all expressions, of all spiritual manifestations. The other is forgiveness. When you are looking at that part of your universal self that you do not wish to see, that is, when you are having difficulty with another entity, it may not seem possible for you to forgive that entity. And by reflection, it may not seem possible for you to forgive yourself. And may we say further, it is not possible to forgive either self or other self without a release of that self and an acceptance of help. For there is help at the core of your being, waiting to be accessed, waiting to be asked. For the infinite Creator, in infinite love and infinite patience, sits in a humble chair in a little corner of your heart, waiting to be called upon, waiting to be brought into the center of the heart, waiting to be noticed, waiting to be asked. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with deity, and that Logos was deity, and that deity is love. And that love is you. At the heart of your being lie all the resources you will ever need. At the heart of your being lies infinite truth infinite power, infinite strength. When you can lay the burden of selfhood down and allow that core of self to speak as the little self, then you shall be overshadowed by infinite energy. And there are times when each of you has experienced this grace, times when you have prayed and received blessing, when it has become possible for you to love and forgive another and the self. Know that these things are possible. But know that it does not matter whether you feel you have not succeeded or whether you feel you have. For you are doing well simply to arise in the morning and breathe the air and respond as best you can to the busyness and the pleasure of the day. All is well. This may be your mantra. All will be well. This will be your hope. Allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself to be upset. There is no disaster here, but only the opportunity for learning and growth. And know that help is always nearer than your breathing, closer than your own features or the breath in your body. Entities of great love and wisdom surround you, love you, want to support you. Lean into that invisible help. And know, always, that all is well. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument with thanks in the love and the light of the Infinite One. We are those of Akul.
I'm Kwa, and I'm again with this instrument. We greet each in the love and in the light, the one infinite creator. At this time, we would offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time? I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my brother. A large portion of our experience is that which reaches into realms which are not available to those of third density and which would not make much sense, shall we say, to those of your experience. What we attempt to do in relation to your planetary sphere is to monitor the progress of your peoples in discovering the concept of infinity. For it is this concept of infinity which is the key to unlocking the doors of unknowing, shall we say. The experience of the intellectual mind, which is so much prevalent within the populations of your planet, is an experience which is largely reserved for those of third density. For it is that which allows you to gain the greatest amount of individuality possible, and to begin the process of opening the heart. For as each entity has begun its experience in the first density of simple awareness, and having moved through this timeless experience into the second density of gaining the seeking and movement towards the light, this process of individuation, of moving seemingly away from the complete unity with all things, then gains its zenith within the third density, where the great intellectual ability is sacrificed, shall we say, by those who would open their hearts to the one Creator and its creation. Thus, as we have been called by many such as yourselves, then we look to those who call and present ourselves in whatever form or fashion is most helpful to them, whether it be in a small number of cases, such as the calling of this group to hear our words and opinions, or to those who need an inspirational dream, shall we say, and thus a visitation within the sleep and dreaming portion of your experience, or whether it might be more helpful to provide a coincidental meeting of entities within the third density illusion, that they might share with each other the seeking that grows within both hearts. Thus, we aim most of our efforts toward this planet and its harvest, which is ongoing at this time. Is there another query, my brother? I am Kwok, and am aware of your query, my brother. In the small percentage of entities with whom we deal, where there is the opportunity for this type of mind-to-mind contact and the expressing of the verbal representation of our thoughts, the group calling will determine whether the nature of the information sought is of an introductory or other in nature. Far more entities request the introductory information which concerns the concept of the one great original thought of the infinite creator from which all the creation has been made, and the need for each entity to establish a regular meditation times and practices so that more and more of this thought may be apprehended and utilized in the daily round of activities. When a group has persisted for a long enough period of time and has meditated faithfully, giving over a regular portion of the diurnal period to retiring to that sacred inner room to be in the presence of the one creator, then there is the need for more intermediate information which confederation entities then are able to give according to their own talents, shall we say. There are numerous entities within the confederation of planets in the service of the one creator who are able to serve in both the introductory and intermediate phases of giving information to groups such as this one. In those few groups where there is the additional need for what you would call advanced information, there are also groups that are able to answer this call as well. The matching of the groups which call with those who answer is upon the level of a natural affinity for that which is called and that which is shared, much as the simple analogy of the magnet which attracts the iron filing. Is there another query, my brother? I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. The study of those artifacts known as the crystals is a large study which has been investigated in great detail by many of those of your peoples who have utilized such crystals for a great portion of time. For specific information, we would recommend that various texts upon this subject be studied. The general principle of the use of the crystal is that there is a geometrical and arithmetic relationship of various angles and sides, and nature of the crystal itself which lends itself to certain kinds of uses depending upon the ability of the entity which utilizes the crystal to regularize and harmonize its own being, its own personality, with the crystal being used. Thus, the charging of any crystal is done by the focus of the intention within the heart and mind while in the meditative state upon the crystal, which is held in various positions, ranging from the lower to the higher chakras. This done over a period of time then creates a harmonic resonance, shall we say, between the entity and the crystal, so that the crystal acts as that which magnifies the intention of the entity using it. As we mentioned previously, the specific use to which the crystal is put is determined by the nature of the crystal, its size, and its purity. The nature of the entity utilizing the crystal is as important, if not more so, than the nature and purity of the crystal used. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes. I've recently been reading, and I guess making my best attempt at the concept of DNA recoding and activation. My guy, well, you're in the room.
I am Kuo, and am enough aware of the query which you ask that we would request a good deal more information in relation to this subject area. For if we were to attempt to speak to this query at this time, it would require us to infringe upon your free will by moving into those areas which are yet undiscovered. Is there a further query, my brother?
Yes, yeah, one more. I'll accept your last answer. I was wondering if during the dreaming state, say maybe tonight, if I could possibly meet with you or with you, share in your surroundings, if that would be possible, and I promise not to buy cards.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. Such a meeting would indeed be possible if you are able to successfully navigate in a conscious fashion within your dreaming state. This is a skill which is achieved after a good deal of work, shall we say, over a period of time. those who are able to move in a conscious fashion within their dreams are few upon your planetary surface. If you are able to accomplish this, we shall be most happy to meet you there. Is there another query, my brother? I am Kuo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I have a couple. Actually, I have three. Two short ones for myself, and one open ended one for someone else. For myself, I just wondered, number one, as I get into working on the various topics in this handbook for wanderers that I'm looking forward to actually writing, starting pretty soon, there may be subjects that the archive material simply haven't given us anything on. In such a case, would it be acceptable for me to ask for you to talk on certain subjects that I would enjoy being able to share them a more, shall we say, consideration viewpoint with others on?
I am Kuo, and we would be most happy to speak upon any subject upon your outline, my sister. Is there another query?
Yeah, the other short one just had to do with some really strange things that have been occurring as I work on the computer. I'm extremely thankful that, you know, the database is maintained largely intact, and everything that I need seems to be safe, and I'm grateful for that. But there have been so many gremlins lately, and it just seems to be increasing. Now, I have been taking this as a good thing, a good sign that there's energy building up about the project and so forth. Would you say this is a fair appraisal of the actual situation having to do with these gremlins? Or is there something, some affirmation that I should be making that would take into consideration science reading?
I am Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. The experience of the malfunctioning of the computer and its software is, in most cases, the normal working out of the interrelationship between the hardware, the software, and the brain. However, there is some small degree of, as you would say, interference from the loyal opposition. However, we find that the project is being undertaken in the most appropriate attitude of praise and thanksgiving and the open-hearted giving of love and light, which is your great protection. Is there a further query?
One more. I got a letter from a gal today who had the following experience. She was in that hypnagogic state between sleep and waking, having arisen and all of a sudden gone back to bed. In that state, she was suddenly aware of a violent energy that was making a lot of noise, and it was entering at the heart, coming out the back, going in through the back, coming out the front, back over and over, back and forth. This went on for she doesn't know how long, but at the end of this time, everything shut down again, and she didn't see anything anymore, but she had pain in her back and in her chest, and was still experiencing some discomfort. I suggested to this lady that she had either become aware of psychic readings amongst the finer bodies, or that there was a process going on in the finer bodies that she became aware of in this state that was in itself a benign process and not psychic reading, but that in moving back into her body and waking up, followed was a dynamic of how she was crooked and at what energy center she got stuck. I wonder if you could suggest to me, and I also suggest to this lady that she simply make daily affirmations that her finer bodies were perfectly in alignment with the physical vehicle. This was to reduce and hopefully remove the discomfort of her body. Could you suggest to me anything further that might be helpful for me to offer to this lady?
I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. The refining of the affirmation to that which suggests to the deep mind that within the sleep state the body will readjust itself into the proper alignment with the energy centers would be that which may be helpful in finalizing the realignment that has been, as you have surmised, caused by the incorrect re-entry of the astral body into the third density yellow ray, a chemical vehicle. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, I really appreciate your response to it, and I will quote it verbatim to the lady. Let her work with it. Thank you so much for that.
I am Quo, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? I am Quo, and we are most grateful for your words as well, my brother. For, as we said in the beginning of this session, it is your calling to us that is a great service to us. Without such a calling, we would have no beingness within your illusion. And at this time, within this third density, a planetary influence, there is a great deal of calling for assistance from any source which may provide the a green ray opening of love and compassion. That is our great desire to partake in the awakening of the heart energy center of all those who seek our assistance. For there is no greater a calling than that which calls for love, that which calls to love. And it is that calling which we answer, and those from the far reaches of the one creation rejoice at the experience which each has upon this planetary influence in the opening of the heart. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.